views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Excuse me, one second. Sorry about that, had a sneeze, didn't want to sneeze on air. Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host Dave from LA, coming to you live from Pima Region number 6. And today is September the 20th, 2017. It is a Wise Wednesday. We will have a Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. It is an open discussion. And for any of your call-in, for any of your questions, or make comments with Brother Davis from past shows or any show at all, so much that's going on. So we definitely need to be asking some questions about different things that, and I would say ask questions that are specific to you, your conditions, for Brother Davis. Because it definitely needs to be done, because things are going in a direction that is going to completely change. This is going to be in the future is going to be known as the historically is going to be a part of the overall steps to the fallen empire of what was formerly known as the United States of America, in my opinion, because of the gravity and the overall cross-pollination and the connection to everything else that's going on. So definitely this is the time to take advantage of that. So everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Simply go to the website for this network known as Black Talk Radio Network, and you can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you are there on the homepage, you just look and you will see the donation prompt that's there. Hit that prompt and it will lead you into how you can give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to bring you the programming that you have deemed as being relevant and necessary in your overall daily lives. So let's take a daily approach to ensuring that the network is continue to bringing the programming, especially for what we're going to be going through. We are definitely going to need each other. You will need Black Talk Radio Network, because right now Black Talk Radio Network needs you. So definitely please do that. You can also support the network by going to the social media outlet known as BTR Community. BTR Community is a social media outlet that was put together that will not be as adversely, that so you won't be as adversely affected. No, you won't have the overall exposure that you have with Facebook and get all of the all of the idiosyncrasies of Facebook and get all of the small little tokens that Facebook has and everything else. No, it won't be that. This is a more of a strategical, collective, necessary community for us to exchange information and to express ourselves and to really come together and formulate the solutions to the issues that will be brought before us. So come on over to BTR Community. For only $24 a year, you can become a member and you can engage in all of the social media activities that you would in other places without being adversely affected. No one will be looking at you to disqualify you for a job, for a contract, for this or for that. That's what happens in the other place. Come on, y'all. You should know that. And here is a place where you don't have to worry about that. And not only that, no, your identity won't be sold to anyone. $24 a year for a subscription to BTR Community. Everyone should be a part of it. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, which you are going to definitely need in the future in so many different ways as the economy moves from a debt-based economy where it will no longer accept and have confidence in the pieces of paper known as what we have all seen as being relevant in our lives, and what dictates a lot of our overall daily activities as being cash, is not going to be able to have any form of relevance that is necessary in the future. What up, Sister Strategic Melanin? Much love, much respect. So best way to do that is to get real money, go to the spiritual law and not the overall written law. And that you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com, and check out what's in inventory there and pick up some real money while it is to your advantage to do that, because yes, there will be silver and gold in the future, but the key is if you think it's a difficult to acquire or the affordability is kind of tough, you ain't seen nothing yet going forward in the future. But you want to get the asset before it is being the overall backbone of the debt-based economy, which is happening very rapidly and is going to come up. Unfortunately, most people won't jump into gold and silver unwisely until it starts to explode, when it should be doing it now. And I say unwisely, that only applies to people that know. If you know about it, then you should be doing it. You definitely should be doing it. So you can go to Prosperity Mint, check out what's in inventory, then email info@prosperitymint.com and leave your number and way to contact you so that someone can get in contact with you to make sure that you understand the overall buying process and to put you in a better position. There are things you should what in the world is it? There are things that you need to know, and that is to your advantage, and make sure that happens. So Prosperity Mint, info@prosperitymint.com. Also, if you would like to, everyone, please support my man, Michael Emmanuel. Go to the homepage for Black Talk Radio Network. You'll see his overall GoFundMe campaign. Michael is recovering from germ cell cancer. For those of you that are interested in the trace minerals, you can text me, 951-790-8330, or you could text 909-510-4499 and just say, you are interested in the trace minerals that Dave spoke about on the radio, and they will send you the link in a video about the overall product. Definitely worthwhile, definitely something that we should all be doing, especially we need to get our overall trace minerals up so that our overall conditions health-wise will be in a more stabilized position. So definitely you could do that there. Also, if you would like to trade the cryptocurrencies, you can do that with us by going to rcryptocurrency.com, rcryptocurrency.com, and trade on the TradeCoin platform, TradeCoin Club platform with us. And definitely, even with Bitcoin going down and everything, it didn't yield as much, but it yielded much more than I thought it would or should because it was going down. So I'm very pleased with it. For that overall platform, you definitely want to put one Bitcoin in for the best overall possible gains. That's what I did, and it's doing well for me. So I wanted to do well for you. We need to get our overall currency up to acquire savings, assets that we can save in. Very, very important. Also, this weekend, this Saturday, Legacy Wealth Management Group is having a seminar, Structuring Your Your Family Legal Structure, which is going to be about trust and foundations, which is critical how to properly do that and put yourself in position to where, and when you do that, ladies and gentlemen, your overall leverage in the economy goes from wherever you are to skyrocketing much further than what your eyes can see. Very, very important. I will be one of the presenters on Saturday, and so we'll be giving a presentation to everyone. If you are in the Dallas area or you are going to make, you can make reservations to get to Dallas, you can text me, 951-790-8330, or you can go to, we posted it the past month, inside of Tando Radio Show's page on BTR Community. You'll see it is the LMGTX.com. And the overall for that seminar is $350 for a single ticket and $500 for two tickets. And that is going to be this Saturday, the 23rd and 20th, Saturday and Sunday, the 23rd and 24th in Dallas. Definitely, if you are in the area, come on in. You definitely, the overall seminar is phenomenal. For those of you that actually met the people from Legacy Wealth Management, the those of you that came down in March actually were able to meet Legacy Wealth Management's member, controlling members. Phenomenal, phenomenal short class, but that is nothing compared to how in depth things go from there, and also the things that I'll be talking about, things that I don't talk about here on the radio, to put you in a better position and becoming your own bank, and not only that, doing some things that could be beneficial to you all and your family. So come on down to Dallas. So that's what's in the news. We didn't even talk about that's the advertisement spot. So let's get into what's in the news. Then we're going to go to Brother Davis. Brother Davis is there, and we will get into today's show. Wise Wednesday is a Wise Wednesday call in open discussion with Brother Davis. Before we do that, real quickly, let me just give you a little quick update on Puerto Rico. Not good at all. Not good at all. Puerto Rico has literally. The capital city has literally been utterly, totally destroyed in so many ways. Massive flooding. The overall winds were completely damaging to the city, to the point where the mayor says that the overall power may not be back on. Are you ready? The mayor of San Juan has said that the electricity, the possibility of the electricity for being out for 4 to 6 months before electricity is restored. And it's, I don't think it's no coincidence, and we'll talk about this tomorrow and Friday. And believe me, people are there, are going to go from civilized. They were civilized yesterday. They are feral right now. This is a very, very dangerous situation. It is a human crisis that needs to have real people solving those issues and taking care of those individual people without placing them under martial law restrictions. There's very little food, very little running water. Bad situation. And today is just the beginning. What is going to be happening there in the coming days? I don't know. Just don't want my overall energy and my overall best is much as we can do with that. It's given, but it's going to be part of the norm that we're going to be dealing with in so many ways. It's better to prepare for it than to ignore it, look away, and hope it doesn't hit. Because when it does hit, it'd be too late for you to have a leverage response. So, Puerto Rico is in utter ruin. And that is going to definitely play here, but there are over 3.4 million people. I think 3.4, 3.5, or 3.6 million people, probably a little more, in that area that are, like so other, so many other areas.
Joining Black Talk Radio Network's Uber conference line. If you would like to make a comment during live programming or you are an invited guest, hit the star key twice on your dial pad. Wait for the host to acknowledge you and always remember to watch your background noise.
This conference is being recorded by the organizer.
As we possibly can. So definitely check out that next article. I posted from the Telegraph. Budget airline passengers stunned to spot a care of Stella in the cockpit. And I said my commentary, they just got caught. They do this all the time. So check out that article in the plane cockpit. Next article from Press TV, China rejects the threats as solution for Korean crisis. Next article, Rise posted this from DW.com. I got nothing to do with that one. That is not my website. DW, my initials, but it's not my website. Hurricane Maria hits Puerto Rico, and it is, and they say it's a Category 4. I say it was much, much more than that. Check out that next article. I got this one from Veterans Today. JCPOA, which is the agreement with Iran, belongs to the whole world, not just the United States. Check out that article. Next article comes from, I got this one from Wolfstreet.com. That ain't mine either. Just one of the things I use. Houston, after Hurricane Harvey, auto sales, home sales, rent, and jobs are in flux. Answers are emerging from Harvey hit Houston. Even before Hurricane Harvey, Houston's economy was struggling. Auto sales collapse, job market collapsing, housing market collapse. So many things is going on there. It's only going. I'm wondering, and I'm really, really, this thing in Houston, which is not getting any coverage anymore. It's a lot that's going on there that's wrong. And we need to start to find solutions ourselves. And if we start having collective prudence, we won't have the problems that we have now. Very, very important. Next article I got from Sputnik News, and we'll talk about that later this week. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Friday will not be a show because I have to prepare for a seminar. So we won't have a show on Friday. So just so you all know. All right. So Sputnik News, Putin reveals who will be the Lord of the World. Celebrity figure here, Vladimir Putin, Russian president, has revealed which technology sphere will determine the future leaders of the world. Artificial intelligence is not only the future of Russia, but is the future of all of mankind, is what Vladimir Putin said. Next article comes from South China Morning Post. It's war. Cryptocurrencies advocates warn of looming conflict with sovereign government. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this one. Colloidal silver, ear infection, the safe and easy way. Yep, colloidal silver, I use it for everything. It's so important. Next article, Rise posted this one from the Next Web. Criminals from stealing your credit card info at the gas pump. Check out that. That's very, very important. Next article. I didn't know this one. Magnitude 6.1 earthquake strikes off the coast of Japan. I didn't know this. This is very, 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 very important because we need to find out if this is going to be, if this is a foreshock or if this is the actual event. If this is another foreshock, ladies and gentlemen, we got some major, major problems that's happening. And that is about to happen earthquake-wise. Next article from New York Times. Roz posted this one. Emboldened, Beijing wields China laws to strike at overseas threats. Check out that article. Next article, Roz posted this one. San Francisco, Oakland sue oil companies over climate change. Next article, Roz posted this one. North Korea may evade sanctions by falsifying destinations of ships carrying Russian oil. Next article, Roz posted. Here's a map of up-to-date drone laws for entire countries. And next article from Roz posted this one from Business Insider. Equifax mistakenly told customers worried about its data breach to go to a spoof site. Next article, Roz posted this one from CNET. Three asteroids gave Earth a close shave in a single week. And then last article, this one, Roz posted this one from Inverse. Pull this up real quick. Hubble captured blasting pitch black planet. Hubble captured blistering pitch black planet. Couldn't say that. Tongue tied there for a second. Check out that article Roz posted there. And then I posted an article very early in the morning. I said, be ready on the West Coast because the Mexican earthquake hasn't had any aftershocks. Could be a foreshock. Well, if it doesn't have any aftershocks, that means it's not the main one. It's a foreshock of something that's coming. Could be a foreshock to a much bigger quake. I saw this happen in Japan in 2011, earthquake swarm, before the big one of 9.34, which they really don't tell you. They say it was a 9.2. Before the big one, that was the Fukushima one. L.A. may be a part of Mexico's 7.1 earthquake storm. So if you are on the West Coast, be prepared for the next 72 hours since that last earthquake for another. And then now another 72 hours have to be added because of the earthquake that was in Japan of a 6.1. We need to find out. I think that was probably going to look like another foreshock. And all of these foreshocks, the overall true event is much bigger than the overall foreshocks. This exact same thing was happening in Japan with a bunch of earthquake swarms before the 9.4 or 3 happen, and you could actually see. I remember I said it's about to happen. These are all four shots, something major, but I didn't think it was going to be a 9. You never ever know. So definitely check that out. So that's what's in the news for today. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, I won't be on the board. So give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025 for Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. It's an open discussion. Call in with your questions and comments. And if you call in, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, hit star. Brother Davis is reading something or is talking. Just say, excuse me, and he will bring you up and let your question or comment be known. A dialogue is much more important than a monologue, definitely. So without further ado, I want to turn this over to Brother Davis. Brother Davis, it's all yours. Thank you so much. Give Brother Davis a little second to unmute, and we'll be good to go.
Thank you, my brother. How are you this evening?
Yes, sir. I'm good. Always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, I am in a jubilant frame of mind tonight. I've gotten some confirmation in several areas about the things that I have been doing and trying to achieve. So let me first start off with saying tonight is going to be an open discussion night. Why do I want an open discussion? Well, I want an open discussion so I can help those people fine-tune those points of interest that they may have, those questions that might have been lingering after the content I've been given. I've been given a bunch of content, and there's a reason for it. And the reason for it is because I'm trying to prepare you mentally and spiritually for what is about to come. Because, see, what is about to come has never happened to a generation of communication, meaning having the versatility that we have, with the tools that we have now. And we see the devastation that's happening all around us. There's a whole lot of things that are going on in the celestials, in the physical, and they're in their head. And the reason being is because they want to keep you off kilter. They want you off key. They don't want you to be balanced. And there's a reason for that. So look, I'm going to open the phone, so please give me a call and we can talk about anything that you'd like to talk about. We can talk about spirituality. We can talk about GMOs. We can talk about prep. We can talk about farming. We can, whatever you like, we can talk about, because I'm going to tell you something. No question that comes tonight is what to be an idle question. You see, a question actually opens the door for information. So when you literally put that question out there, you open the door for an answer that will expand who you are and maybe who someone else is. The best part about it is that you initiated. Now, remember when I first got into doing this show, I wanted to give you understanding about prepping and that sort of thing, and then I kind of moved that direction. I kind of altered that into a state of physical understanding, and then I moved that into a state of spiritual awareness. There's a reason why I took this path. Because literally, everything that's happening outside of you is going to happen. Because literally, you're not initiating those things. And the sad part about it is that a lot of times, we look at that there, and we're looking at that as the circumstance of our lives. No, it's not the circumstance of our lives. It is the circumstance in which we live in. And they may not, those circumstances may not touch us immediately. But eventually, if they do, we are prepared because we have Black Talk Radios offered us an avenue of information. So I'm encouraging you to pick up the phones, call with your questions. I have a plethora of information I'd like to share with you, but I want you to be the ones to put the direction on the conversation. And the reason being is because a lot of times we fail to realize the importance of what you know and how we can add it to the fortress of information that everybody could share. And so I'm encouraging you tonight to call with your questions on general knowledge or whatever you want to talk about. We can talk about it. We can openly discuss whether you think that something that I may or may not have information on or not is insignificant. Why? Because, as usual, if I can't answer the question, I'll definitely look to get some information that puts you in a direction of trying to the answer to your question. Is there someone in queue? Well, if there's no one in queue, I want to comment real quick on what is happening in the world of politics. All of this stuff going on, why do you think it's so much back and forth, back and forth? You know what? I believe they're trying to build fear in you. Yes. Now, I wonder why they would be trying to build fear in you. I mean, okay, is there someone in the queue? Is there someone in queue? You want to give us your name and state your question? Okay. I wanted to get back to that concept, what I was saying about trying to build fear in you, because literally, if you watch TV, everything on it is about either scaring the crap out of you or based on some emotional trigger or pushing you in a state in which literally you lose control. Why is that? We have to see the world for the way it is, and if we're looking at the world the way it is, and all of this stuff is going around, why must you have fear of it? Have you considered that at all? Because ultimately, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to put you in a state of fear to the point where you are useless. You render your power helpless because they want you to fall into a state of frozen position in which you have no control. And we must understand the importance of that. And the reason why we must understand the importance of that is so that we can do something about it. Okay? So, my brothers and sisters, let me say to you this. Are you watching this stuff? Are you watching this here crazy empire and all the scandals and all these things? Because if you are, your mind is being set on a path in which is allowing you almost any and everything. Talking shit.
Can I be heard? Hello? Hello? Yeah, we can hear you. I think it's an issue with Brother Davidson's line.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. is Dave there?
I think you're just talking to yourself.
Oh, okay, thanks. No, I guess I'll wait for him to get back on the line before I speak. But thanks for letting me know that I wasn't lost on the air. Thank you. I'm going to mute until he comes back, I guess. He might have to call back in.
All right. Peace.
Okay, I'm back on the line. I apologize. The call dropped. Was someone in queue?
Yes, it was Ross. How you doing?
All right, Brother Ross. Answer our contact, hey. Brother P.
Greetings. I just wanted to say a great show, a peace to Dave and all the other callers and listeners. I had a couple of comments. The first one was the post I put in the thread about colloidal silver and erasers, because I actually am suffering from one right now. And I started using it today after having some trouble last night. It took me a second to put my finger on what it was. But as I was using it, I'm starting to get relief. And that's been over the afternoon. I put it in my ears late morning today. So, yeah, it's actually something I posted just from the experience that I'm already having with it. So I just wanted to just let other people know about it in case they or any children that they care for might be dealing with it. But there were two documentaries I saw that were very eye-opening. The first one was on Discovery Channel. It's called Manhunt Unabomber, and it was about the Unabomber. And it was, I guess you can say, the most comprehensive documentary on the whole Unabomber situation and how that developed. And one thing I didn't know that I found out was that he was created as a byproduct of MK Ultra. When he was in college, he was cordoned off for a number of months by a college professor who was actually connected to the CIA, and he didn't know that he was a member of this MK Ultra experiment, but it was him and a number of people. I believe it was on Harvard's campus. I think he went to Harvard, if I remember correctly. And ultimately, they used light and sound therapy, as well as verbal abuse and mental terror, which facilitated the mental imbalance that caused him to become the Unabomber. So this is just to show you, to me, who Ted Kaczynski became as a byproduct of that experiment. It makes me think, because they did these rogue experiments with drugs and light sound therapy, all this stuff, to thousands of people. And if they can facilitate the creation of this one guy who literally had the entire nation in his grip for decades, because he was bombing people and he would stop, and it took a long time, I think it was like almost two decades before they actually caught him. How many other Ted Kaczynskis they have floating around out there that are byproducts of this MKUltra experiment, just waiting for whatever, you know, stuff they programmed them with to open up and cause them to do something crazy like he did. The other thing that I saw too is a documentary that just came out. I just started watching it, and I saw the first part. It's called The Vietnam War. This is a PBS documentary that was just incredible. The first episode talks about the French occupation of Vietnam, and then the rise of Ho Chi Minh, and the things that he was doing to try and unify Vietnam and remove the colonial yoke of the French. Now, it's interesting because I didn't understand certain nuances about the war that I learned in this first episode, so I can't wait to see the rest. But ultimately, what they were saying was that Ho Chi Minh had believed in the ideals of what he thought America was, and because America was a former colony of Britain, he thought that America would back his wanting to remove the yoke of French colonial rule. And ultimately, white supremacy took place because they supported the white French colonists rather than the Vietnamese people. And there was this back and forth with the ideals of America between Ho Chi Minh and America. And when he aligned himself with the communists, that's when America turned on him publicly, even though they had already turned on him privately and he didn't know it. They were doing things clandestine to facilitate the French's rule over them without them being aware. Now, it's interesting because they talked about the separation of Northern and Southern Vietnam, and one of the major things I find is that they, through Ho Chi Minh, they adopted another white group's ideology, which was Marxism and then eventually communism. And these two things created this rift between the American so-called democratic way back then and the communist way is what really caused the rift with the Vietnamese people. They were basically arguing over which ideology would reign, and this is what created this divide between the North and the South. Now, prior to this, when they were being colonized or attempted to be colonized by China, I believe it was, they were able to oust China without these ideologies or these principles. They just came together as a people. And to me, it just made sense that when they adopted these foreign European peoples' false ideologies of democracy and communism and whatever other ideologies that resonated with them at the moment, that's what really caused the internal destruction. They did not latch onto anything from their own culture, their own history, to facilitate them unifying around something that belonged to them. They tried to unify around concepts that they were confusedly accepting based on what America was and what they thought Russia was. So to me, again, that just ties into us as people coming together and utilizing the best of what we have today and the best of our own self-created ideologies, practices, politics, whatever you want to call it, to come to an understanding of how we're going to use these things in combination to facilitate our liberation and then coalesce around these things so we can build a viable, sustainable future. So, yes, the documentary is called The Vietnam War. I believe it's, Jerry told me it was like 10 parts, but I only saw the first one, and it was just profoundly mind-blowing with the first one. And then the other one is called Manhunt the Unabomber, and it's on Discovery Channel. That is just incredible. So thanks again. Great show. I'm going to listen in, and if there's anything else I can chime in on, I will later. But I think that you were in one of those wars, so I just would like for you to speak on that, too, if you can just elaborate a little bit. Thank you. Now I'll mute my line.
Excellent. I'm glad you gave it. The information is phenomenal. Yes, I was a part of the Vietnam War. Yes, the French were a colony at that time. And Vietnam was a colony of the French at that time. And what is unique about that is that to this day, a lot of the Vietnamese restaurants you go to, they still make French bread. So in reality, what they have done literally was left a mark on the people of Vietnam that has lasted over centuries. The Vietnam War actually opened up because of the fact that the United States wanted to get in there and take control. So therefore, they created something called Gulf of Potomkin. So those of you who want to do a little research on that, their background on that Vietnam War, can look into that. Actually, Roger, it's good content. I'm glad you called and added it to the show. This is the type of thing I'm saying, y'all. Call up, just add to the content by giving some of your own personal experience or something that you have experienced. And actually, I'm going to tell you, both of those unique stories bring out an aspect of America that many may not even know. Have America always done psychological experiments? No. Why do I say no? Because they didn't realize the magnitude of what they were doing. A lot of that, they came from out of the Nazi German concentration teaching, what they were doing. A lot of it actually came out of war observation, because during the early wars, the Koreans and the Japanese, they would play music. I'm quite sure you heard of Tokyo Rose, who literally was an announcer for Japan during the war, and what she would do is play music at night and subdue American soldiers into giving up. And a lot of times you think, oh, that wouldn't work, but it did. and it was actually functional for the time. We are constantly in a time of momentum in which we're constantly changing, and at that time, that was functional. During the Vietnam War, if you remember, one of the illustrious senators was caught behind enemy lines as a pilot, and literally, he went through a lot of psychological torture, and actually, he literally submitted to a lot of things that he really hasn't talked about today, and people often tried to get him to discuss it in his book, but he didn't go into a lot of detail. But that senator's name is McCain, and a lot of times the damage that is done cannot be measured, and we must keep that in mind when it comes to the psychology or the psychological aspect of something. And that's one of
Brother
the reasons
Davis.
Why I mentioned by yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this is Scotty. I wanted to comment on that Tokyo Rose that was brought up and the psychological operations they were running through that radio program. But I looked at some of that, you know, did some research. I had an interview with this guy who wrote a book about Vietnam and mind control of U.S. soldiers to go out there and commit crimes against humanity and what have you. But Tokyo Rose wasn't saying nothing that was untrue when she was telling black soldiers, you fighting for a country that you ain't even free in and that is persecuting you. And so, you know, that's true. That was true. That's one of the reasons Muhammad Ali said he ain't going over there. And Robert F. Williams, who at that time was also broadcasting Radio Free Dixie out of Cuba, were also telling black soldiers the same thing through his broadcast and telling them, you know, you fighting for a country that don't care nothing about you. And like, you know, Ali said, you know, ain't no Vietnamese calling me nigger and opposing me here when I want freedom. It's you that's opposing me. So, yeah, but I did an interview years ago with a guy by the name of Nick Terse, and he put out a book called Kill Anything That Moves, and he found records that was in this VA hospital in the basement, and it talked about how there was a program to refer to the enemy in as gooks, as derogatory terms, in dehumanizing terms. And that, you know, this was an actual policy that these medics and these other people always dehumanized the Vietnamese to make it easier for you to kill them in their own land. So, yeah, I just wanted to add that, what I had read about that.
You're absolutely right. And you know what? That's why I didn't go into the content of Tokyo Europe, because a lot of times they got more harassment from the white Americans, because literally they knew they had to fight beside the very people that they would literally come back to the United States and denigrate. So you're absolutely right, Scotty. Excellent content. Excellent content. Anyone else in the booth, or should we move forward? Okay. Now, one of the reasons why I started out with the concept of why they're trying to push so much fear on us as a people, why they're programming it so heavy, and why they're attacking us in so many ways. We are being attacked on every level of physical awareness. When I say physical awareness, I mean a lot of it is psychological too. But when I think about what they're doing to the food, what they're doing to the water, what they're doing to the airways, they're inundating us with a lot of information that literally they're trying to cast dispersions of fear. So if you cannot control your emotions, you literally can be victimized by a circumstance that may even be a false flag. Now, why do I say that? Because right now, with the technology that's available, we don't even know if these storms are natural, because the sequence and the severity of them actually has been elevated from what has happened in the past. Could this be a passing phenomenon? Possibly. But when you know that countries, not just one, countries have the ability to literally direct weather as a weapon, you have to consider every storm and the possibility of the attribute of how that got started. Because in reality, we have to speculate, because we know the technology is there. So I'm opening the door once again please pick up your phones, give us a call, talk about anything tonight. We literally have to clear the table, because as we're moving forward, the things that are happening are going to start magnifying. So our time to communicate on the radio may be getting short, and we not be aware of it. So we got to get these questions out. We got to get the information out. And the reason why we got to do it, once again, is because we don't know what the window of time is that we are working with. Now, over the weekend, my wife and I, we had a chance to get by the farm. I did some shooting out there and checking out some of the weapons and cleaning them, as well as making sure they're functional. These are the type of things that you want to do, because you don't want these things to jam up on you when you need them. So we are looking at what's growing well, what's being ready to harvest. All of these two things at this stage of the game are allowing us to put our timelines together. What can we freeze dry? What can we dry? In about a week or so, we're going to do honey. But we're going to see how much honey we can harvest out of what we have out of the hives, which if we can get, 10, 15 pounds, it would be great. But if we only get 5 or 6, I will take it. Because everything is constantly in flux. Someone in the queue?
Brother Davis, I just found something here this is Ross again, I'm sorry, that I wanted to read to you just based on some of the stuff we were discussing. It's a brief excerpt from an essay out of a book by Umalimu Baruti called Negroes and Other Essays. It's one of my favorite books, and it's actually the book that sparked my mind in regards to my own writing. This was an author that had a So it's on page 8 of his text, and the essay is called The New Humanity. It says, Andrew Hacker's work of a few years ago helps resolve the issue of quote-unquote, why now? He made the point that a significant number of his community have come to recognize that their time as uncontested oppressors is up. Hearing, knowing, and believing truth in African minds for others to continue maintaining us in a chaotic order, what better way for Europeans to avert the potential retaliation than while still favored as the foremost source of love and validation for so many Africans, to give them the political illusion of long-anticipated colorless universal love. When your whole being is defined by and dependent upon being superior to and controlling of others, to take that power away means death. This truth is summed up beautifully in Naeem Akbar's Vision for Black Men. As soon as an African man stands up and declares himself to be a man, he has put himself in absolute and immediate opposition to the European system. The European American man has defined his masculinity predicated on the lack of manliness of the African man. So he is a man only because the African is not a man. If the African becomes a man, by his own definition, he automatically loses his manhood. With white supremacy at stake, the game must remain the same. Real power cannot cross racial boundaries. Europeans must either continue to co-opt and convert those they consider their enemies, hoping they will remain menticidal enough to see them as friends, or they must cease to be as they are. Powerful people maintain and increase their power by any means necessary. That's it. Thank you so much.
Excellent, excellent content, and you're absolutely right. But you know what? Another thing I want to add to that is that every civilization rises and falls. Every tyranny, every state of tyranny rises and falls. We are literally witnessing the fall of this tyranny. White supremacy, as we have known it, as our parents have known it, is in a stage of reduction. The stage of reduction means that they understand they're losing their grip, their power. So what are they going to do? They're going to get as drastic as possible. That's one other reason why the fear program. Because they want you to have an innate fear so that they could do whatever they want to do in the next transition of tyranny. And believe me, this next transition of tyranny is what they call their last hurrah. Because they're trying to change themselves to be transhuman. The sad part about that is that means that they don't even want to be human. They want to be able to stick their content inside an inanimate machine. And the reality is that certain things are so impossible when you speak on a level of physicality that they will literally try to throw a should I say, a snowball uphill. Because in reality, when it hits the snow and comes back down, it's going to be a boulder that kills them. So keep that in mind when I say that this so-called society, the way we know it, is in regression. And in regression, it's going to be an animal that is cornered. A cornered animal will always do almost anything to escape its circumstance. So we must prepare ourselves mentally, physically, and spiritually. And the reason why is because, really, you don't know what to expect. You hear the rhetoric. Anything. We could wake up tomorrow morning and be in a major world war. Or we could wake up tomorrow morning and find that there are people who have some sort of balance of thought who are trying to bring remedy to a situation that they know is totally out of control. Now, how do you know that's happening? Look at Charlottesville. Charlottesville was a clash of two groups of white people. That's what's happening right now out in St. Louis. Most of the people that are clashing in St. Louis are white group to white group. More white people are involved than black people. And I say this is a point where we must step back and let them have this confrontation. Because if we get involved, they're going to blame it on us. They always do. But when you see the cameras and they show them from a distance, because they don't want you to see it's white, mostly white on white. When you see it, you're going to see that a lot of the clashes that are going on are basically behind principle. People want to live under certain principles. And guess what? Compromise is better than demise. But those people in power know that it's easier to kill a million than it is to compromise a million. So that's why I say it's going to be rough. But the result is still going to be the same. There will be a major change in society as we know it. And the best part about it is that those people who get through this will be a part of something that is going to be transformational worldwide, not just on a local level. So this is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday. And listen, I do want to encourage all of y'all, keep calling in. Don't sit back by your phones. There's a whole lot more going on. And there's a lot more that you can talk about, and we offer you that opportunity. We're going to go to a break. This is Brother Davis on Wise Wednesday. Pick up your phones, and we'll be right back.
What the fuck, man? In 2008, the Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform, Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I landed on a note of letting you know that there's a societal change in the works. And I'm going to tell you something. All of these countries as we see them today, if they're not run according to the populace in order for them to sustain growth, and there are countries that are doing very well. Norway's doing very well. Sweden's doing very well. These are countries that basically have a job base that can literally employ people. They have national health care. They have a reasonable work week. See, these are the things to keep society functional, okay? But over the next few days, for those of you who don't know, in the celestial realm, we are approaching the stage of what they call the equinox, okay? This is a harvest time equinox, and this is a very unique time because those people who are in the know that this equinox that we are having this year is very, very, very important, especially to those people who are Christian and Bible-believing, and the reason being is because this marks a position of end time. And what's unique about that is that a lot of them don't even know it. Okay? And the reason why they don't know it is because literally these things have to be kept secret. Because that means that there is no time left. There is no measure of time left according to the Bible. So what do? They erase everything and try to start over again. That's why I say we're going to go through a serious period of destruction. And when I say destruction, I mean if they can't have it, they'd rather destroy it. You've already seen that happen. Look at Fukushima. Perfect example. Okay? And those Fukushima, that, we only talk about one when you say Fukushima. That radioactive problems a number of places. It's in Europe. In the Black Sea. These are what we know about. Nuclear subs that have been sunk. They don't even know what the reactor is doing. These things don't stop. These things run for hundreds of years. Look at Chernobyl. Chernobyl still has not had a conclusion. These things kill, or should I say, mutate for hundreds of thousands of years, okay? So there's a lot going on that, like I say, are just circumstances. We don't have to conform to them all because they don't all affect us. But we do have to make sure that we have a certain degree of awareness about it, because guess what? They have residual effects. They have a residual effects that we may have to learn to identify. See, a lot of people don't know it, but Fukushima radiation has been noted. They've been detected in the Great Lakes region. So that means that during the migration of the salmon, because they migrate in from the northern Pacific Ocean, that Fukushima followed that same path. We have to understand that we didn't create this, but there's going to be a solution that we'll be a part of. We just got to play our role, and our role means got to stay on top of what's going on. We got to be available to do what is right in those times of decision. And I think one of them is on Puerto Rico right now, because I'm going to tell you something. These people are under very diverse circumstances. Everything's going to get short there. But if they unite as the people that they always say they've been, they can come together and find a solution. You see, that is the humanitarian way. If they start being inhuman, then the programming worked. And these people, the so-called elite, that's what they want. They literally want them to be inhuman to each other. So therefore, they will take their position on greed for whatever resources they have or whatever resources they want to take. But just think, if we become human with each other, you see them rescuing. You see them trying to save as many people as they can. And the sad part about it is that because of the storm, a lot of people, they're telling you now, they may not have electricity for 3, 4, 5 months. But even if that is the case, these people, if they have a humanitarian concept about the quality of social interaction, they can get through this with not a great deal of problem and a great deal of inconvenience, but resolve in the end. And this is going to have to be the plan that anybody in a diverse circumstance has to take. How do we do this together? Because when we take that position, we dismantle the type of division that they want us to have. And the reason why they want us to have it is because they're programming it. Believe me, they're programming people who say, well, I got mine, you get yours. Well, the sad part about that is if you die guarding yours, do you think people are going to respect the fact that it was yours? Or are they going to take it out and share it amongst the people who helped them get to a point in which they could at least live another day? We have to find a social resolve in our circumstance. And one of the main things that I have been telling people is that we must see ourselves all the same. Because those people who think because they're a different color that doesn't apply to them, you're wrong. You're in the same ship. When you go to grocery store, you're picking from the same items that we're picking from. So if you pick something that's going to, all in the long run, kill you, then we are choosing from them same items. So who are they giving the respect to? We must respect ourselves. So if I'm growing something and your family's hungry, and you're growing something and my family's hungry, then we could train, we can do bartering, and we can expand our base. If you notice, I did a show called, I called The Candle. And the reason why I used the dark, deep dark woods as a metaphor was because I wanted you to see that your light, your small candle, can make a difference. And if you unite that light with other people, now you come from being a small candle light to a glorious light. And we must walk in the glorious light of humanity if we are going to survive this. We got people now making decisions that can literally affect our lives in a heartbeat. And you know, the first thing we're saying is, well, I didn't agree with him, I didn't vote with it, it doesn't make a difference now. Because this is a paper country. What do I mean by that? This country was started on paper. It was, that paper was defended with force. So literally, if that paper is destroyed, the country remains the same. And this is why we got to see ourselves in reconstructing society the way we want it to be, not the way it is. Because the way it is has just become destructive. And it had to become destructive. Because you cannot oppress anybody without them having a point in which they cannot take it no more. And they are going to retaliate. And if we don't understand that we can avoid that by opening our minds and our hearts to the best that is in us. And understand how I said that. The best that is in us. We victimize ourselves. Because in reality, who is going to care if we don't? This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. Y'all should be picking up the phone by now. I had an early break because I wanted to come back and discuss just this avenue of conversation. Because literally, we've talked about being able to get together with the like-minded people on the block, putting stuff aside that you can have food in your prepping process. Well, we're coming to the point where we're going to have to need all of those skills incorporated. And guess what? If you've done well and you've got a group, and you have some resources, you're going to have to ask yourself some serious questions. Who all in your group is going to keep that information in the group? Because as times change, if somebody has a soft heart, they can literally expose everything you have. And is that a good thing or a bad thing? That would have to be decided at the time that is determined. So I want you to open yourselves up to understand that this is going to be rough. This is going to be rough. Believe me, if there wasn't a 1%, and wouldn't understand how I'm saying this, if there wasn't a 1%, there would be not the power of greed in the country today. But it was the 1% that started this whole ball rolling of finding finances to put evil in a position of power. It was the 1% who literally picked the countries and literally added to their wars in order to take out of that country what they wanted. It wasn't the group. It was the 1%. And we got to see and ask ourselves, where do we stand? I know I'm not one of the 1%. And I know I want to make a difference. And I hope you feel the same way. Is there anybody in the queue? Okay, well, let me consider that. Let me continue that conversation a little further. It was the 1% that Brother came up Davis. With a lot of the concepts that... Yes, brother.
Yes. To that, let me share something that I picked up in this class that I attended, or this workshop I attended at the Chronic 2017 Human Rights Conference down in Greenville over the weekend. So I went to this workshop called Revolution in Technology, and about using technology, you know, to foment revolution. And one of the questions that the guy giving a workshop, well, it was two guys giving a workshop. They're with this group called May 1st, a technology group. And so they were saying that the technology exists right now to create the perfect world. What is a perfect world? Where everybody that needs help gets help. As I heard Mr. Neely define what justice looked like. So, you know, that there will be no more hunger. There will be guaranteed income, guaranteed housing, and they're saying that the technology exists, but that technology is in the hands of those greedy ass people that you are we're just talking about. And so the question then becomes, if that technology exists to create this more sustainable world, then what are we prepared to do to liberate that technology from those individuals?
Very good point. And you know, that the reason why technology was developed was because it was always focused on as a weapon first. Anytime we've had a transition, when before it got to the public, it was closely examined whether it can be a weapon or not. That's why it's so important for us to understand who we are as a people. Because, see, we have a power greater than any technology. And that power is our imagination. Now, just take for a minute and think. What if you could manifest whatever your mind could imagine to serve the purpose of your principle? Who would have the greater weapon? And see, we have to understand that in this time of transition, and I know a lot of people, this is going to throw you forward, but we have underestimated our power and ability as humans. It is taught under a diverse circumstance called Westernism. And that Westernism is
okay, Brother Davis, it sounded like we were about to lose you, but you seem to be coming back in now.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you, I am traveling. That's one of the byproducts of this here job, but once I get situated on the farm, I'm going to be doing it from one location with an antenna I put up myself. So I'm definitely working on that. And the reason being is because of this, these type of conversations. And you're right, there are going to have to be groups of people who are going to come together and say, you know what, we could use this technology to our advantage. And somebody in that group may have somebody connected with that technology who can open the doorway for us to get in and at least establish a foothold, if not in total control, but access to use. And we have to understand that may be all we need. Because literally, I believe personally, that as we begin to grow and understand who we truly are as a people and what our potential is in this physical realm, it's going to transform our physical realm into realms that we never understood that we could possess. And why? Because we only live in one realm. We live in time and space. But we can travel through, I mentioned it before, through mystic trances, through many realms. So what if we had the ability to use our imagination to take our physical body where our mind chooses to go? Nothing will be out of the realm of possibility in this transition of time. And I'm going to tell you something. If you know anything about the celestial stars, right now there's an alignment that's going to take place between now and the 23rd, in which all of the illuminaries in the celestial world will come together in alignment. All of them. All of the zodiac signs, all of the attributes of Orion, Orion's belt. Yes, all of these things will be coming clearly into view between now and the 23rd, which is Saturday. Because this is a time of unique experience celestially, and they're lining up now. Actually, over the weekend, when we were looking at the stars, I was saying to my wife, it's interesting how things happen. I was saying to my wife, I said, wow, the sky is so beautiful, and it's just so many stars. Well, I didn't realize until now, or today, in my research, that there was an alignment in place, and that the Bible literally speaks to this alignment happening at this particular time. And why? But until you do your due diligence, you do not know these things. That's why I always say, please, do your research and share it. Because now everybody who literally goes and picks the time to look about celestial alignment and this particular date are going to find out that all the illuminary signs that the so-called Greek astronomers named, which they didn't, but that's what they say, the Greek astronomers named the mythological characters. All of them will be in alignment until the 23rd will be the last night, and all of them will be on display. Never happened at this particular, it's never happened this particular way. Okay? It's happened before, but it's never happened this particular way at this particular time. So that means there's going to be a spiritual awakening in a lot of people. A lot of people. And that also means that it's going to be a sign to those people who are trying to code to so-called control this new world order. They know. Because for those of you who don't know, the Vatican has a they have a telescope in Arizona, one of the highest peaks, called the Luciferian Project. They were looking for this. And for those of you who don't know, the Vatican is the head of the all Christian religion, all Christian churches. And see, there's a reason why they were looking for this. And they're not going to tell all the Christians. You know why? Because then you begin to ask questions that they don't want you to ask. And there's a reason for that. So pick up your phones. I'm going to tell you, I've been saying this for a while. Dialogue is better than the monologue, one. And two, the questions that you should have by now should be starting to stimulate that thought process. When that thought process gets stimulated, then them questions should be popping in. Well, why is this and why is that? Because there's a lot of things happening. We only know the world from the Western perspective. We have not had the chance to examine the world from what I call the self perspective. Why do I call it the self perspective? Because I don't know where yourself comes from. Yourself may come from a different country than mine. Yourself may come from a different avenue of thought than mine. Or yourself may come from the same roots as mine. But either way it goes, there's change in the atmosphere, and we are about to be bombarded with a lot of the mystic teachings that gave our people the ability to build things like the Nomac heads, the pyramids, the Sphinx. You think all that was just done by hand? Because I'm going to tell you something. There was no such thing as the Anunnaki, and that's crazy stuff. That was in the news to throw our thought process off. Reason why is because that way we wouldn't find out who we are. I mean, for the longest time, they wouldn't even tell us that the oldest woman that they've ever had a carbon date birth on was out of Africa, let alone that her name was Lucy. And then they turned around and made a movie of a Lucy that was a blonde hair and blue eye. So there are definitely connections that I'm trying to point out to you that are telling us that we should become more aware of who we are so that we can operate on a greater level of self. Because Westernism does not want you to be an individualist.
Brother Davis.
Why is that? Yes, brother.
Yeah, I just want to let the callers know that it is open lines, and just say excuse me and Brother Davis, because he can't see the board, and I don't think Dave is on the board. And so just at the first opportunity when he takes a breath, say, excuse me, Brother Davis, I got a question. But Brother Davis, I want to let you know to skip the 7:30 break that's coming up at the half hour, just because I have to take care of something, a family matter here, and I may not be back in time. So just skip that break, if you will.
Not a problem, brother. Not a problem at all. Thank you. Okay, is there anyone in queue that has any questions or that want to have to pursue a line of interest?
Yes, Brother Davis, how are you?
Yes, I'm blessed, brother. Tell us who you are, where you calling from.
This is Jerry calling from Chattanooga.
Yes, sir.
I believe a lot of the when we're talking about the metaphysics, it's a lot of us that's just getting to know about this, not only by way of you, but other people that we come in contact with, and this is a difficult subject. I wanted to ask you a question. You was talking about these alignments that's happening. I have been noticing that too, because I have a clear sky over my house. And last year, I was checking out some YouTube videos, and I was hearing it was a lot of people saying that 2017 was going to be a spiritual awakening. most people didn't pay any attention. I heard Dave mention this earlier that Ross put up about the about the asteroids that just missed the Earth. You know, wasn't nobody paying no attention to that. And I'm not sure if that has something to do with the weather also, you know, because I think most of them are man-made, but I also know that the heavenly bodies that comes in contact within our atmosphere also plays a role. And we can't forget about Planet X or Nibiru or whatever you people would like to call it. That's still in our atmosphere too. All of these things are lining up. How is the meditation that you've been speaking about over the last few months, how are you able to connect those together, especially for the novice, I mean? And I'll mute myself.
Great, great, great question. Because, see, people, they think, now don't get me wrong, they think that if you just start meditating, that literally you're going to be exposed to things that you ordinarily would not be exposed to. Well, you will when you develop the skill to move everything out of the thought process. You see, a lot of times when you go into states of meditation, you're still thinking. And if you're still thinking, there's thoughts or vibrations that are coming in and out of your meditation, which will not allow you to evolve in your meditation beyond the point of your thought process. Okay? So what you got to do is learn, and I had mentioned before, that I focus on the sun. The reason why I focus on the sun is because when a thought pushes its way in, and they will, because we're inundated with programming all the time, and most of the images in our mind are not our own because of television, I put that in the sun so it burns up. And as it burns up, it clears my mind again so that I can focus on nothing. When I say focus on nothing, my nothing may be my breathing. I might focus on my breathing so that my body can begin to get the oxygen to places that it's never gone before. You see, the process of meditation means that you are putting your body in balance with the cosmos so that there can be an opening in order for you to travel. And if you cannot reach that state, you're going to feel like, oh, wow, I just can't do it. Everybody can do it. It requires practice. It requires peace of mind, and it requires time. And the reason why I say peace of mind is because you can't do it in a place that has a lot of noise. I've tried it in my truck and everything. When you have a lot of noise around you, yes, Brother Scott, I mean, Brother Jerry.
Jerry, real quick before you get too damn far, I was wanting to go back real quick just for some clarification. When you say that you focus on the sun, is this are you meditating while you sun gazing, or is this just in your mind? You're thinking about the sun.
I put the sun in my mind. I put the sun in my mind. I didn't say I was thinking about the sun. I put the sun in my mind. Now, why do I do that? Because it's the hottest thing. It burns everything. It burns it up. So when I get a thought that intrudes in that, I put it in the sun, and I focus on the brightness, okay? Because when I focus on the brightness, I'm allowing myself to be illuminated so that I can receive the operation of my body. What is the operation of my body? I'm listening to my breathing. I'm starting to have an understanding of the quality of air. See, a lot of people don't know that if you exhale longer than you inhale, then there's an imbalance. You see, that imbalance can cause a problem or can be a sign of a problem. But until you understand that, you will never really know it until you go to some kind of doctor who will tell you. But you have all the skills to literally identify when your body is ill. So I'll focus on my breathing. How do I do that? Out of four count, 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, during that portion of the time I'm breathing in. Now, as I breathe in, I'm trying to get to the point where my lungs are at full capacity. So that 1,001 might be slowed down. The better I get, the slower that count gets. That count might be 1,001, 1,002. Because the better I get at it, the slower I can get with that count. the more oxygen that gets into my body, the more my body will relax because it's getting what it needs. The more your body relaxes, the more of the agitation you're removing from your system. You see, everything works in conjunction. And when you reach a point where you could literally sit down and relax and breathe and have the picture of the sun in your mind and have no thoughts, you can have good meditation music is good. And the reason why it's good is because it gets balanced to the harmony of your breathing. It's always an attribute to why people add. So I know people who use incense, and I do from time to time, because literally it allows me to inhale that incense through my nose and wake up different attributes that aromatherapy attaches itself to bring you to a higher level of consciousness or awareness. Because we have to understand, until we do these things, we cannot tap into those things that we're trying to get to. That's like giving a child a gun. Why give a child a gun when you could literally teach a child all about it and the child would never have to handle it because they can apply all of those things in the form of knowledge to be safe with it? And one of the things we have to understand is that nothing comes easy. You know why? Because we've been embodied. We are the trash heap of Westernism. They dumped all of their lies and deceptions in us. We have to dump those lies and deception and put positive affirmations in. I told you before, I put the 42 principles in my heart. Then I got to expanding on the 42 principles in my heart because all of them have attributes of the one, meaning that I have not killed anyone today. That meant that I did not deceive someone's spirit. That also meant that I was open and giving with the people I met. What is open and giving me? If they needed information, I was there to give it to them. If they was open, if they asked me a question, I was open to answer it. You see, all of these are attributes of the whole. And the reason why we have never been taught these things is because literally Westernism knows that the closer you become to your true self, you pass the point of the divine. What is the divine? That means when you are operating in all of the principles of my art by your nature. So you're no longer putting it in your subconscious. It's manifesting in your conscious. And I'm going to tell you, brothers, it might sound a lot, and sisters, it might sound like a lot, but believe me, when you attain it, you find that you're so much more peaceful. My wife, you know, my wife, you might have heard her say before, I always wake up in a good mood. I'm always in a good mood. I don't care what happens to me, and I've gone just like you. I have trials and tribulations, but I'm always in a good mood. You know why? Because I understand my peace does not require it to operate in my circumstance. My circumstance is required to be an attribute of me, but it's not who I am. So I can go to my place of peace anytime I want to and find joy. And I could also teach others. I'm one of the main things I told my grandchildren, and we started doing little things so that they could be able to tap into their awareness. But when they get down to the farm all summer, during the summer night, all we're going to do is get up in the morning, we'll meditate. I'll teach them Tai Chi. But yes, brother, anytime you got a question that goes beyond religiosity, you're waking up. And I hope I answered your question. I hope that answered your question. Now, and for anybody else out there, if you're opening that door because there's something beckoning you to, that's because the cosmos is telling you it is time. Because, see, the cosmos operates with you as an attribute. So if you don't understand the position or the role that you play, or try to grasp a connection, then literally it will not wait for you. And it allows you to do what you do, whatever it is you do. But when you want to tap into it, just like anything else, the more you practice it, the better you get at it. I liken it to a musical instrument. Everybody would like to be the maestro who literally is conducting everything, or the musician who can play so exclusively well. Well, that requires work. And when you put the work in, then you can literally get to the top of the mountain and get the view that you have never had before. And the reason why is because you didn't realize the simplicity of the work. And it just requires a little bit every day. I tell people, start with 5 minutes. When you're comfortable with that, do 10 minutes. Before you know it, you will be doing more because you'll be growing faster. And you'll be understanding more because your body will begin to talk to you. As well as the cosmos is going to direct information to you that you ordinarily would probably overlook. And the reason why you would overlook is because you never noticed it before. So I'm hoping there's some people out there on the telephone that would like to get some questions answered, because guess what? Right now, this is starting the period of awakening. And people are going to be waking up every day, and they're going to be tapping into it. So is there anybody else in queue that got any questions? I want to add, yes. No, you're muted. Hello? No, I can't hear you. Okay, yes, go ahead. Go ahead, keep talking.
Man, did I lose? You are joining Black Talk Radio Network's Uber Conference Line. If you would like to make a comment during live programming or you are an invited guest, hit the star key twice on your dial pad. Wait for the host to acknowledge you and always remember to watch your background noise.
This conference is being recorded by the organizer.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, I'm not sure what's going on, fellas. But we wasn't getting any audio. Now I'm getting audio from someone. Brother Davis, are you there?
That was you, Brother Brad. Oh, it is Brother
Davis. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you hear what my wife was saying?
No.
Okay, I'm going to say, really, she was elaborating on the transition of the celestial signs from the biblical standpoint. And let me give it back to her so she can... Okay. Oh, well, I don't know if they heard any of that because the call dropped on both sides. Okay, well, one of the things that she was saying was that this time literally serves as the point in which the Bible ends. And all of the biblical scholars know that. And the sad part about it is that the Vatican literally has announced that there would be a cleansing. And what is a cleansing? A cleansing is the transformation from where we are to what they want you to be. So there would be a lot of, like I said earlier in the show, there's going to be a lot of destruction. And the sad part about it is that that's a part of the cleansing process. But really, it's their last hurrah. And we've got to be prepared for that because we're going to move beyond that. So, I mean, is there anyone else in the queue that got any questions?
Oh, Brother Davis, I wanted to just chime in with something. There's a great book by Mwata Ashby called The Glorious Light Meditation, and the comedic name is Ra'aku, which means glorious light. And what it basically deals with is he provides basically the oldest documented meditation system, which comes out of the Nile Valley. And it specifically deals with empowering your, what they would call your Ra force. Everyone has a sun in the center of their chest called a solar plexus, which is why the body is warm. And people mistakenly call Ra the sun. Ra is not the sun. Ra is the solar force or the power behind what makes the sun so powerful. The sun itself is the Aten, which is also called the sun disk. But the force behind it is known as Ra. It's the equivalent to Chi in Asia or Ki and or Kundalini in India. And that meditation system gives you the proper mantras, which are called Hikor or words of power. And when said in those tones, they tell you the proper tones in the text. But when said in the proper tones with the proper meditative state of mind, it facilitates the transformation that you're speaking of. It's a pretty affordable book, but it's called The Glorious Light Meditation by Dr. Mwata, M-U-A-T-A, Ashby, A-S-H-B-Y. And this is a great time coming up on the equinox to apply that particular type of meditation to facilitate connecting with those celestial bodies that we're getting energies from. In regards to raising that power, that's what those bodies are doing. They're calling to us in order for us to reach out to them, and that meditation system will help facilitate the process. Thank you. Now I'll mute my line.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, let me add a little something to that. Some of the words of power that he speaks about, they are come in metaphors that mean things, and one of them is off the top of my head, Nakhaku, Nakara, Nak. Bara Haku. Now, that literally is a phrase of meditation, and the glorious light meditation in which he speaks, but the words of power. Now, those words of power are stimu- body, the vibrations that allow the communication to harness close relationship with the cosmology. There are a number of different phrases, but that Nakhu means I am spirit. Nakhra'aku means I am the glorious light of Ra. Nakhra'aku means I am the glorious light of Ra shining. All of these things are affirmations that literally are transforming to us. I'm very familiar with the book, my brother, and I must say I'm glad that you, I should have known you were about some of the conversations that we've had here. But yes, it's an excellent book. I would suggest that, and I would also suggest Mauta Ashby's Comedic Life. Literally, it tells you how to eat in order to be able to restore your body to a state of really true harmony, in which the cells are literally talking to each other, the organs are talking to each other, and the level of glorious light yoga is being perpetuated to its most spiritual level, because your body is being brought to where your mind, you want to get your mind to go to. You have to understand, in spirituality, it's about the harmony of the mind and the body, so that we can engulf our spirit. Excellent content. Thank you. We would like to add to the story.
Yeah, you're starting to break up on us, Brother Davis, but we heard what you just said, but I noticed you're starting to break up on us. Going back to something that I, because I was out of the room and I didn't catch everything, but I was just reading about all of these different hurricanes, all of these different flooded out areas, not just in the United States, around the world. Puerto Rico might be totally destroyed. Then we got these earthquakes. You had two in Mexico within a week, just about, another one in Japan. And so the Bible does talk about the end of days and trials and tribulations and stuff like that. And that did come across my mind. But I don't worry about that type of stuff, because there's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing I can do about it except for to live my life every day as if it's my last. And so nothing in my routine is going to change. I'm always going to be an abolitionist, always pressing to end legalized slavery. Hey, and just focus on that and the stuff I can't control. I'm not going to worry about it. If it's the end of day, it's the end of days. What can I do to stop it? Nothing. So that's how I feel about it.
Well, let me say this here, Scotty. It's not the end of days the way the hell and brimstone or Armageddon. It's not like that. And the reason why I want to point that out is because that is a tool to use to subjugate those people who literally are being controlled. It is not that sort of thing. That sort of thing is brought on by man. And the reason why man is bringing that on is because he wants you to not ask the questions of what is about to happen. You see, he's always given you reason for why the stars and the moon does what it does. Well, we've reached a point now where he will not be able to explain it. So if he cannot explain it, literally telling you something or anything beats telling you nothing or eliminating the question. And he's seriously considered doing that too. And the reason why is because there are other people listening. There are other people going to want to know too. Well, and they will concentrate on trying to stop you. So that's the ending. But you are concentrating on trying to grow. That's the beginning. That's the beginning of the awakening. And we must understand that we cannot get caught on what he's trying to do, because that's how he keeps us off the path. And the reason why is because it works to his advantage. That's why you see all this negative stuff. Think about it. When's the last time you've seen something very positive on TV that just has to do with humanity growing beyond a circumstance? It's always they're being rescued, and they're always being rescued by the same people or should I say the same race of people, or once in a while nature is what caused the rule. What I mean, that means nature's natural vibration changes the dynamic of the terror. But in reality, the terror that we live on this earth comes from the karma that we have led out. And the same with other countries. Anytime a country is going through something, literally, it's the karma returning to that country. And we're going to go through something in America because the karma is going to return to this country. Why? Because it's the end of that era. Every civilization rises and falls, and we are going to reap the repercussions that we were silent about when we had no power to make the difference anyway.
You know,
but
I
what's
do.
Unique about that? Go ahead. Someone else have a question?
Yeah, I just wanted to say I do agree with that. Because I hear people who say the United States and white supremacy are never ending, and all empires crumble. Rome was not built in a day. We hear that saying all the time. It wasn't built in a day, and neither did it fall all at once either. Okay, but different things that were occurring had ripples effect on that system to cause it to fail, to crumble. And so that I do believe that, Brother Davis, I'm in agreement with you that this system here emanating from America, USA Inc., is not going to last forever.
And it's not going to end the way you think it's going to. See, they think that they could literally anatomize or roboticize themselves and continue. They cannot. It doesn't make a difference what they do. I have to say this, and I really... I'm going to say it without biting my tongue. It don't make a difference how many people they kill, because that's their karma's returning to them anyway. And the sad part about it is that they use death as a tool. And the difference is, in spirituality, we use life as a tool. So there's a great, great gulf between us. So therefore, before they die out, and they are, if you notice, they don't never tell you this, but there are more... people of color that are born every day and there are more white people dying every day that are being born. So literally, they're on a fuse. And all this stuff going on in the United States, these white people know it. That's why they want a race war, because they think that death is a tool. I mean, just take your time and put your mind around the dynamics of that. They think that if they killed all their enemies, literally all they'd be on is East Street. No, that's not the case. The case is, regardless of what you do in life, it returns to you. And living for a moment and killing a lifetime, living for a moment and sacrificing a lifetime, is too great a cost for me. Is there someone in queue?
No, you're good, Brother Davis. You're good.
Okay. That's why you see so many diseases today. You know who catches most of those diseases? They do. And why? Because they literally have put the bugs out here so that they can mutate to these things. And then they want to turn around and focus on putting something out here that's going to kill us. Well, we got to take responsibility, too. You know that diabetes and high blood pressure is rampant in our communities. You know why? Because they made sure that everything that we eat contributes to one of those three or four things. And if you don't believe it, walk down the street in your local neighborhood. You got liquor stores and churches on every other corner. And you can't even get healthy food in certain areas of the city. That's why they're called food deserts. But in reality, this is by design. This is not by chance. And we got to take control and say, you know what, we don't have to live like this. We can do something and start doing that, collaborating with each other, building relationships that are going to go beyond color. Because I the biggest problem that we have, and I hear people say, well, we'll never be able to live with them. Well, they have no choice because they're dying out. What they're trying to do, for those of you who haven't noticed, they're trying to get new circuits. Their circuits will probably or Latinos or anything else. And you know what? If the Latinos fall for it, I would be surprised, because the Latinos have a certain degree of integrity amongst themselves that they like to be able to work with each other. And believe me, they are looking at the transformation of power here in the United States because of the numbers that they're starting to add up, and they're starting to put people in political positions. But don't think for one minute that any one group or another group is overlooking the fact of where they are in the realm of things. But when you get to hearing about a group of people talking about they want war as a solution, then you know those are that's the tyrant in humanity. That's the tyranny that you have to literally identify, because it may come face to face to you. And if you can't identify it, you'll be victimized by it. There's a lot of naive people out here. But we got to wake up. And I'm going to tell you, we ain't going to have no choice now, because there are going to be certain things that are going to be implemented over the next 5 years that, believe me, mass murder is going to be a common terminology. That's why they put Stonehenge in it. They're telling you, they're prepared for that. They know that as a solution, that is a possibility. Now, they'll it's easier for them to put us in a war. You know why? Because then they can agitate North Korea to shoot a atomic bomb over here, or EMP over here, and it could knock out a certain portion of the country, but then they could go right back and they could go ahead and destroy a whole country. You see, you have to understand, these people believe in eliminating their enemy. And it ain't all of them, but it's the portion that is on the trigger right now. And we got to understand that all of those groups, those Democrats, those Republicans, they're all in the same party. Believe me, if the Democrats take over, do you think the GEO group's going to stop making money? See what I'm saying? Do you think that if the Democrats come back into power, that policemen are not going to continue to victimize our people? We have to understand that it's going to change. But when the change comes, you may be the vital point of the spear. And the sad part about it is that a lot of people kept talking about, well, you know, I don't want that, I don't want it. You don't know. Nobody ever stepped forth and said, I'll lead. You know why? Because most of the leaders that are great leaders didn't want to be leaders in the first place. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. Y'all get on your telephones. Give me a call up, because we're moving pretty quick here. I really want to discuss some of the facets of food and why we have to take control of our lives and take and put gardens in our backyard, because literally the food that we're getting now is poisonous. I was reading today about the FDA just gave approval for China to send some more kind of to process more chicken or whatever they're doing over there. But the sad part about it is that whatever they're doing over there, most of it's coming back toxic to some degree. Because now, even the fast food places, the Kentucky Fried Chickens and all of that, you don't even know if it's chicken. And China's sending stuff over here that they're telling you off the top, it's not really food. It's imitation. But I'm going to tell you, I don't need imitation. I need something that's going to be nurturing and natural. So I don't need all that other stuff that you think might be suitable. No. But our government is being run by an oligarchy. What is an oligarchy? An oligarchy is a group of people that control the world through the fluctuation of dollars. If you stop worshiping dollars, they lose their power. Understand that. Let me say it again. You stop worshiping dollars, they'll lose your power. How do you stop worshiping dollars? Plant your own food. Grow your own food. Find your own water sources. And put water purifications in your house. Transport your homes into solar, because that's free. Now, as long as your equipment is working, you're going to have the electric that you need to sustain a good quality of life. We must move away from the system of control, because the system of control is telling us already we're going to kill you. And my wife was saying in Puerto Rico, if they had solar power in some of those houses, literally, they wouldn't be out of electricity for so long. And some people will literally not have any electricity at all, but those who had solar power, will have electricity in the next day or two, or whenever they can get a report. Fair. So, it's our responsibility. Is there someone in queue?
No, actually, that was me unmuting Brother Braggs as we need to close out the program. We got another program coming up. And that was Brother Braggs.
Brother, I appreciate you.
Yeah, that was Brother Braggs' dogs in the background. I was unmuting him so he could chime us out. Sorry about that.
Okay, Brother Braggs, chime us out. Brothers and sisters, thank you for giving me another Wise Wednesday. This is Brother Davidson. We out.
Excuse me, guys. Somebody passed by my house and my dogs just went eight. Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would